您正在收听深夜网络行销广播，网络创业一日一小步。
Episode 57。
You're listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, building internet businesses one night at a time. And now, here's your host, Mark Mason.
Hello and greetings from the incredibly awesome, and I do mean awesome, city of Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. I'm coming to you from the 20th floor of the Intercontinental Hotel in downtown Malaysia, close to the Twin Towers of Malaysia, the Kuala Lumpur KLCC, the two largest towers in the world. And I'm just blown away by Kuala Lumpur. It is more awesome than I ever could have possibly imagined. It's kind of like a great combination of New York City and Shanghai and Hong Kong and Singapore all rolled up into one beautiful, clean city with friendly people, very multicultural, and, as you know, is very important to me, lots of awesome food. So it's really great. My favorite dumpling place has a shop here. Din Tai Fung has a shop here. They have awesome dumplings. I will put a link to that in the show notes. If you're ever traveling around Asia, there's one of these places in Singapore, Kuala Lumpur, obviously, and Taiwan, which is where they're from, and Taipei, and Shanghai. And then I just heard that they opened up a shop in LA. I haven't been to that one, so highly recommended. So I'm having a great time in Kuala Lumpur. I went to the largest mosque, and I went to a Malaysian Cultural History Museum this morning, which was just awesome as well. So having an absolutely great trip. I've got some extra time on this trip because I happen to be in Malaysia on Labor Day. So the company that I work for, our plants are shut down. At least the administrative side of things is shut down. So I'm kind of stuck in the hotel looking for stuff to do. Business meetings tonight, but today I've had a little extra time to do some stuff, and that's what I'm doing. So in this episode, we're going to talk about keyword research. But before we do that, I wanted to say thank you to all of those of you who responded to episode 56. I got some really great and encouraging feedback. And I've said this so many times, but you know why I do the show. You guys are why I do the show. And I got just such fantastically awesome feedback from everybody about things they liked about the show. And it's just overwhelmingly positive. And so don't expect major changes. I am, however, going to engage this pro company that does radio spots and other professional audio for podcasters called Music Radio Creative. It's a shop out of Great Britain, and the guy's name is Mike, and he is pretty famous in the world of radio. He's a professional radio guy who now has his own business doing audio for radio spots and podcasters and TV stations and so forth. And so he's going to take a look at the intro and outro for the show, and maybe there'll be something a little better that comes out of that, but we will keep the theme song as part of the branding. So for those of you that are passionate about the theme song like I am, don't worry. With regard to keyword research, that's our main topic today. This is a little bit of a tough topic. So we've been working down this flow of affiliate marketing. We've talked about different ideas for how you find niches. But at the end of the day, when you're really ready to do something with whatever your idea is, whether it's an idea for niche marketing or, you know, it's some other kind of idea where you're thinking about either promoting an offline business online or you've got an online business idea that's not necessarily niche marketing, but where you want search engine traffic, you've got to figure out how you can leverage what people are typing into the search engine. So, you know, in episode 49, we talked about a little bit about how to use the Google AdWords keyword tool. And when in episode 53, we talked a little bit about finding niche keywords, and I followed that up in episode 54, where we talked about niche keyword competition. But in this episode, I'm going to try and pull it all together. And basically, when you're doing keyword research, for whatever reason, there's really only three things that you need to think about. One thing is, you need to understand exactly what it is that you're trying to accomplish. And we'll talk through that a little bit about the things that you might be trying to accomplish and how to decide what they are and how keywords can help you do that. The second thing you need to figure out is, given what you are trying to accomplish, what keywords are popular? In other words, there might be the perfect keyword for you, but if no one's typing it into Google, it doesn't matter. So you've got to figure out which keywords are popular and can help you. So you figure out what you're doing, and then you figure out what people are typing and how that can map on to what you're doing or what you're trying to accomplish. And then the third thing, obviously, that you need to understand is, how hard will it be for you to rank for those keywords? Because after all, even if you find the perfect keyword, it's exactly great for your business. If there's no way for you to feasibly rank higher than page 5 for that keyword, no one's ever going to find you. And so it doesn't really matter what you do with regard to keyword work. If you're working on keywords that you can't win, given the time and resources that you're planning to spend, then you're stuck. So that's what we're going to try and cover in today's episode. So let's get straight to it. So before we dig into the details of understanding what it is you're trying to accomplish, let me say one thing for those of you that are new to internet marketing. A lot of times I'll talk about a keyword. And when I say keyword, I don't really mean a singular word. I really mean to say keyword phrase. So this is a phrase like blue suede shoes, or best price for blue suede shoes in Dallas, or best chili crab in Kuala Lumpur. We often refer to those as keywords, but really they're keyword phrases. And another thing to note is that increasingly, although we will always talk about Google, almost always talk about Google, Bing and Yahoo are, you know, they're teamed up together and they're driving a 2-digit percentage of the search engine market share, depending on what you look at. It's 10, 20, 30%. And that's likely to grow. Basically, for those of you in the U.S., what's happening here is a classic Coke versus Pepsi battle, where Coke is the incumbent giant brand and probably will always dominate the soft drink industry. But the little upstart Pepsi company is now a giant soft drink manufacturer. And they got that way in large part by directly challenging Coke. And in the same way, Bing is now directly challenging Google. And if you look at especially on the user interface side of the Google search engine, you know, it's really kind of plain vanilla. It hasn't changed much over the years. Bing is innovating and they're trying new things and they're challenging Google directly in the mainstream media with the Bing challenge or whatever they're calling it. And so I think you'll see them continue to gain market share. And then there are many other search engines as well. There are more traditional search engines like DuckDuckGo and other search engines. And then there are non-traditional search engines that are increasingly important, like iTunes is a huge search engine, and the second largest search engine in the world, which is YouTube. So for the purposes of this keyword research discussion, we're going to be talking about Google, but just know that just because we're talking about Google, that doesn't mean that there aren't other search engines out there. Now, when it comes to kind of overviewing search engines, there's a really cool infographic on Search Engine Land. I link to it in the show notes that gives you a pretty good visual overview of what keyword research is all about. And we can adapt that model that Search Engine Land offers in that article for affiliate marketing and come up with a process for doing our keyword research. So I told you the first thing you need to do is really determine your goal. You got to figure out what it is that you're trying to do. Why are you doing the keyword research? And what is it that you hope to accomplish? And particularly, this is the most important thing. If you don't learn anything else from this podcast, this is the thing that you need to understand. When you capture a click from Google or a search engine, wherever it's coming from, and they land on your website, you need to have a clear idea of what it is that you want that person to do. What do you want them to do when you reach their website, your website? Now, you know, with affiliate marketing, a lot of times what you're trying to do is to get traffic to your site and hope that the visitor will click on a link and buy something so that you can get a commission. And in the case of the corn sheller site, that's exactly what we're trying to do. We've written stuff about corn shellers, a useful resource, I think, about corn shellers that will interest people who might also be interested in actually buying a corn sheller. And then we're directing that traffic, those people, through to eBay so that if they buy something on eBay, I get a commission. And as a result of that, as you know very well, that site makes between $25 and $50 month after month, sort of now at this point, no matter what. And so that's my goal for my keyword research. I'm looking for keywords that are likely to translate into sales on eBay. Now, you might have another goal. Your goal might be to get someone to opt into your mailing list, because you may know that once someone gets on your mailing list, the average value of a customer on your mailing list might be $3 or $4. Or if you're a lawyer, it might be $25. And so that might be your goal, because your mailing list may have this long stream of messages or an e-course on it that eventually converts sales or multiple sales. And that's something that we're going to talk about in a future episode, is email marketing and how that's still valuable. But the front end of email marketing is capturing that lead, and a lot of times those are coming for keywords. So the point is, you need to have a very clear vision of what it is that you want to accomplish when you're doing this keyword research. And it's always helpful to have a clear vision of who it is. Who's your typical searcher? Is it a 57-year-old mother of three, or is it a young 25-year-old male, or is it a, you know, what's the demographic? What do they look like, and what's motivating them? Why are they sitting down in front of the computer? This will all help you as you do your keyword research. So you need to understand your goal. And then the second thing that you need to do, so that's number one, is brainstorm for a list of keywords that make sense for your goal. If you're trying to sell shoes, then you need to put yourself in the position of this person that you carefully imagined just a minute ago and consider their intent, and particularly their commercial intent, if that's appropriate. What is it that they're wanting to do? Are they looking for a review? Do they want to buy? And then imagine all the things that they might type in. And then when you're doing that, I think it's useful to think about the long tail. In other words, we've talked about this idea of long tail keywords before. We're going to talk about it again in a minute. But if you know that the searcher that you're targeting is looking for triple wide blue suede shoes, because that's your specialty and that's what you're trying to do, don't be afraid to think about those long keywords, triple wide blue suede shoes for sale in Dallas, or whatever those very long tail phrases. Go ahead and think about those and write them down in your brainstorming list, because in the next step, what you're going to do is put those suggestions in a keyword tool and see what else comes out. Because I'll tell you what's going to happen here is you will be surprised by the things that people are typing 9 times out of 10 that you didn't expect. So you'll find things like the fact that people don't know how to spell the word suede. And you'll find out that not only are people typing looking for blue suede shoes. They're looking for dark blue suede shoes and light blue suede shoes and royal blue suede shoes. And you'll find out they're looking for not just suede shoes, but genuine blue suede shoes as opposed to imitation blue suede shoes. And all these things that you didn't come up with because you're not collecting data on millions of searchers who are looking for your products. So brainstorm your keywords. Use the Google keyword tool or equivalent to do this. Now, I will tell you, for this particular thing, I don't think there's a better tool on the market than Keyword Canine. Keyword Canine has this feature called Keyword Explorer. And interestingly, you can try this out if you want to try it out for really cheap. I think John's got a deal right now. You'll have to go check it out to be sure. But I think he's got a deal where you can try Keyword Canine for 7 days for $1 or for $7 or something like that before he charges you the full price. And a lot of times, if you've got a project in mind, you can do all the research that you need to do in 7 days. So you can use it and then decide to cancel it. But if you're interested in Keyword Canine, feel free to use my affiliate link at latenightim.com/KC for Keyword Canine. That's a really cool tool. And this is the keyword tool that I use most of the time. There are lots of other good keyword tools that I also like Market Samurai. I've used those guys a lot. A lot of my friends use Longtail Pro, and I understand that's pretty good, although I don't use that one as much. I own it, but I don't really use it. But anyway, Keyword Canine's got this brainstorming keyword explorer feature that's really amazing that will help you find related keywords. So you got to brainstorm these keywords. Here's what SEO Moz has to say about long tail keywords and this idea of, you know, all these different keywords. They say, it's wonderful to deal with keywords that have 5,000 searches a day or even 500 searches a day. But in reality, these popular search terms actually make up less than 30% of the searches performed on the web. The remaining 70% lie in what's called the long tail of search. The long tail contains hundreds of millions of unique searches that might be conducted a few times in any given day, but when taken together, they comprise the majority of the world's demand for information through search engines. So this is really an important idea. You need to develop this list of long tail keywords that you want to target. And as we'll find out in the competition part of this discussion, as a general rule, this is not always the case, but as a general rule, the more specific and long tail the keyword is, the easier the competition is for ranking for that keyword. That there are certainly exceptions, but as a general rule, that is definitely true. So brainstorming keywords, that's step two. And let me just say, before we move on off of this brainstorming topic, there are many tools that you can use for free to brainstorm keywords. One of my favorite ones is a little known trick. This is also available in Keyword Canine, but you can do it for free. Just go to google.com, and you know, you get the traditional blank google.com page with just the box, and just start typing your keyword in, and it will suggest other keywords based on what people are actually typing in. And the more you type, the more specific it gets. So if you type in blue suede, almost certainly, I haven't actually checked this, but almost certainly shoes, blue suede shoes will be one of the choices. And you can play around with different combinations, and Google will suggest things to complete your typing based on what other people are actually typing. So that's kind of the magic of this kind of approach. And the Keyword Canine tool has a tool inside of it called Keyword Extractor, which goes through and uses Google and other search engines that do this type ahead thing and rigorously extracts all the answers that it gives back and gives you hundreds upon hundreds of keywords for a particular niche. And so that's a really cool way to do keyword brainstorming as well. But you can sort of do that manually. And there's a tool that's very similar to that called Uber Suggest, U-B-E-R Suggest, that does that same thing. It automates that process I just described. The other tools that are out there that you can take a look at are tools like, of course, we mentioned the AdWords keyword tool. There's Google Insights for search. There's the Google Trends tool. Microsoft's got a tool they call Advertising Intelligence. And then I think you can still check out the free Word Tracker basic tool. Their basic tool is free. And so those are options for you on the free side before you go running out and buying a tool. If you're just getting started in internet marketing and you're sensitive to investment, which you should be, you should avoid this trap of buying everything that someone talks about. If you're in that mode, then you can check out some of these free tools, and that's plenty to get started. So once you have this brainstorming list, I think the next thing to kind of figure out is, what's the traffic like for these? How popular are these? Because depending on your goals, the number of keyword searches that you actually have on a particular keyword will determine whether or not it makes sense for you to work on it. Okay, so you need to understand the popularity of this. And the way we do that is we either put this keyword into the Google AdWords keyword tool and get the numbers back, or we use a tool like Keyword Canine. Now, I, again, prefer these automated tools like Keyword Canine mostly because they are, in fact, automated. They make this go very fast. But you can use the Google Keyword AdWords tool. And the very important thing that you need to do is make sure that you set the Google Keyword tool to the region of interest, say the United States, if you're building a website for U.S. visitors, or the U.S. and Canada, or the UK, if that's where you're listening from. And then you need to pay attention to the exact match searches. So we've talked about this before in the episode that I mentioned previously. I think it was episode 49, about all these different things about the Google AdWords keyword tool. But exact match searches tell you how many people are typing in exactly the phrase that you're asking about, not some variation of it. And so that's really important to know exactly what you're talking about, because the rest of the numbers obviously are higher because they're also considering variations and will give you an inflated sense of how much traffic to expect in some cases. So I definitely recommend that you use the exact match numbers. And that immediately leads you to the question of, well, how many searches per month are worth targeting? And so this leads into this question of, well, what is it that you're going to do? What is your goal for this keyword? If you are going to use this keyword to promote an offer that, say, results in a $1 commission, and the keyword has 1,000 searches per month, and you expect, based on your experience or a guess, that out of every visitor that you get to your website, 1% or maybe 2% of those people will convert to this offer and buy it, then you can do math to figure out what a thousand visitor keyword is worth. If there are 1,000 visitors in Google, on a good day, you could expect to get 40% of those visitors to click on your website if you're ranking in the number one position, maybe less. Some people will argue it's 35 or 30%. Let's say it's 30%. So you can say you're going to get 30%. That means for this one keyword with 1,000 visitors per month, if you can get to the number one position in Google, and we haven't really talked about whether or not you can yet, then you could expect 300 visitors to your website based on that one keyword, because the other 700 visitors will be clicking on other links in Google, or they'll be clicking on the ads, or, you know, they're doing something else. But 30% will go to your website if you rank number one. Of that 30%, if you write excellent copy and, you know, it's just really great and you have affiliated offer there, let's say that your copy is so great that 10% of the people that arrive click on your ad. Boom. And then let's say that means that 30 people out of this 1,000, first there were 300 that came to your website, then out of the 300, 30 clicked on the ad, then out of the 30, let's say your copy was so good, 10% of the 30 bought the offer. That means you made 3 sales. So if your profit from the offer is $1, it may not be worth it to try and rank for that keyword for an income of $3 a month. unless this is one of 500 keywords that looks good to you. But if your profit's $100 per sale, then it might very well be worth it. And in the case of the corn sheller site, you can get a sense of what's going on here. I'm getting the profit from my operation in terms of the eBay sales is approximately 5 cents a click. So that's dismal, okay? But I'm getting something, let's say I'm getting $50 a month from that site. So for every dollar, I'm needing 20 clicks. So 50 times 20 is 1,000 visitors. So I'm needing 1,000 visitors to eBay in order to make $50, which is really sad. And then, you know, there's some arrival rate at my site, which is driving those 1,000 visitors to eBay a month and converting that at a nickel a click. Well, you can do similar math based on what it is that you're doing, and you can make a determination on whether or not it's worth it to attack that keyword. But ultimately, you need to find a list of popular keywords that you want to try to attack. Now, for most websites that I do when I'm doing a new website, I try to find 5 or 10 keywords that have search volumes that add up to a number that, given the program that I'm targeting, would be worth it if I could rank number one for all 5 or 10 of those keywords. That's kind of how I think about it. So that might be, you know, typically 5 or 10,000 visitors a month total among the whole set of 5 or 10 keywords. And I'm judging that in the fullness of time, I will be able to rank number one for those keywords. And so that's the plan. Now, the truth of the matter is, if I really build a good website, and for this example, we can talk again about the corn sheller site, there will be hundreds of long tail keywords that I didn't even think about or know about that will bring in 1, 2, 3, 4, 10 searches a month. And those will add up. And in addition to the keywords I was targeting, if I build a good website and do good SEO and have good content, Google will reward me with all kinds of other traffic that I wasn't even planning on, and some of that traffic will convert. And so this, in some ways, this estimate of 10 keywords can be a little bit conservative. Another really good example is Pat Flynn's security guard training headquarters site. That site gets the vast majority of its traffic from this massive list of long tail keywords, and Pat's written about that a lot. So just understand that just because the keywords aren't listed in the Google AdWords tool doesn't mean there won't be this long list of additional keywords that you can take advantage of. So once you've found 5 or 10 of these popular keywords, the question is, a list of popular keywords, maybe more than 5 or 10. The question is, are there 5 or 10 that you think you can rank for? And so the next thing we need to talk about is how to judge the competition on these keywords. So just to recap, we've determined what we want to do, and we've identified a brainstorming list of keywords, and from those keywords, we've found keywords that have a high enough search volume, at least taken together, that it's interesting for what we want to do, because we know that we can convert 1,000 searchers into $100 or whatever. And based on what it is that we're trying to accomplish, whether this is our first affiliate site or we're going to take over the world with our 500th one, we've kind of got this feeling about what it is that we're trying to do. And we feel like we've got a list of keywords with search volume that's high enough to do that. The question is, can we rank for them? And that's the next step. Okay, so now you understand that when it's time to start a project on the internet, the first thing you want to do when you start thinking about where the traffic is going to come from is consider who your searcher is and brainstorm the keywords that that searcher might be typing to come to your site, resulting in whatever action it is that you want. You know that you need to have an idea what it is that you want those searchers to do when they reach your website, and that's going to influence the keywords that you choose. We've talked about some tools to brainstorm to find keywords, and we've talked about how to determine their popularity. What we haven't talked about and what we're going to talk about next week is how to decide whether or not it's even going to be possible to rank for these keywords. Some keywords are going to be easy to rank for, and some keywords are going to be so competitive that they're going to be hard to rank for. And so how do you tell what's hard and what's not hard and what's too hard and what's worth it and what's not worth it? That's what we're going to talk about next week. Hey, one slightly commercial announcement. My buddy Cliff is cranking up another podcasting A to Z course over at Podcast Answer Man. And I know a lot of you are interested in podcasting. Most podcasters are podcast listeners first. And so if you've imagined that you'd like your own podcast, as many of you have told me in Facebook comments and other places as I've run into you, Cliff is starting up that class. It's called Podcasting A to Z. And I have a discount code for that. It's Mason, M-A-S-O-N. If you're interested, you can go over to podcastanswerman.com and check it out. Before you do that, though, that course is pretty expensive. If you're interested in podcasting, but you're not quite sure and you're not quite ready to pull the trigger on a high ticket course like that, I recommend that you check out Cliff's tutorial course. He's got an absolutely free and absolutely amazing online class at learnhowtopodcast.com. You can also find it from the podcastanswerman.com site. And it's an excellent tutorial that gives you everything that you need to get started podcasting really for free. The difference between the free tutorial, of course, and the four-week intensive course is huge. There's a big difference. In the four-week course, if you follow through that, you're going to have your show launch after 4 weeks. But if you just want to get started and explore this, I recommend that. And if you decide to check out Cliff's course, you can use my discount code. And of course, I do get a commission if you do that, so don't feel like you have to. But if you're interested in podcasting, he is the Podcast Answer Man.
Well, by now you know as well as I do that the sound of that music means that it's time to bring yet another episode of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast to a close. I hope you found something valuable inside this episode that you can apply in your own internet business. I really do believe that you can get everything you want in life by getting other people what they want. And I hope I got you a little something that you want in this episode. Let me know how your business is going. Stop by the Facebook fan page and just say hello. Now go make some progress on your internet business. If you do a little of that every day, after a while, you're going to love the results.
Thank you for listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. This show rocks because of listeners just like you. And we really hope you enjoy this episode. We want to hear from you. Stop by latenightim.com/feedback and leave a comment, ask a question, record a message, or leave a review on iTunes. Mark does his very best to respond to each and every listener personally. Just let us know how we can help. Until next week, and have an absolutely fantastic day.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
Okay, so I'm tired of recording in hotel rooms because I know it doesn't sound very good. So thank you for tolerating the recording quality while I've been on tour in Kuala Lumpur and other parts of Malaysia. I'm headed home this, I guess, later today, and I just want to say that I love Malaysia. It's really awesome. Kuala Lumpur is absolutely beautiful, and while I can't wait to get home,
to my lovely wife and darling children. I'm going to miss Kuala Lumpur a little bit, and I'll be looking forward to the next time I get here in Malaysia. You are beautiful. What an amazing, multicultural, diverse, engaging experience. I mean, I just really had a good time here. Last night, I got to go to dinner at a restaurant that featured traditional Malay dance, and my boss was brought up on stage, and he had to shoot a traditional Malay blow dart gun, and it was just awesome. So we had a really good time here, and I'll be back. Thanks, guys.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me. In 2007, when I was trying to get started, there were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet, and I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explained to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late Night Internet.